Mark chapter 15, verse 25. It was the third hour when they crucified him. The written notice of the charge against him read the King of the Jews. They crucified two robbers with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, "So, you who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, come down from the cross and save yourself." In the same way, the chief priests and the teachers of the law mocked him among themselves. "He saved others," they said, "but he can't save himself." "But this Christ, this King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe. Those crucified with him also heaped insults on him."
Thank you so much, Sam. That's brilliant reading. Now, did you hear there what was happening in that story? Let me backtrack a little bit. In the film, what was the act of true love? Boys and girls, what was the act of true love in the film? Wasn't a kiss, was it? What was it? Did you spot? What was the act of true love? It wasn't a hug, actually, was it? Although they did hug, but that wasn't the act of true love. Did you spot what it was? Yeah, go on then. Yeah, she wanted to care for her. That's right. What did she do, though? What did Anna do? Did you spot? Yeah, go for it. She saved her sister. How did she save her sister? Yeah, go on then. You know what? It wasn't a kiss, actually. How did she save her sister? Go on then.
She sacrificed herself.
So she got in between the baddie, whose name is Hans, and his sword, and Elsa. She got between the two, and she put her hand up, and she got in the way. And she put herself in danger, and she sacrificed herself for her sister. And that was the act of true love. And actually, that was the thing that then thawed her heart. Now, that's a little bit of a picture of what Jesus was doing when he was dying on the cross. See, on Good Friday, we remember the fact that Jesus died on the cross. And Sam read about that, and about the fact that Jesus was nailed to the cross, and people were making fun of Jesus. They were laughing at Jesus. But when Jesus died on the cross, it's like he was putting himself in our place, sacrificing himself for us. How much does Jesus love us? Well, I've already covered that bit. You see, our problem is we all have frozen hearts. Not because there's some wicked person who's, or not wicked, she wasn't wicked in the film, but not because someone with magical powers has done something to us, but because we've all said no to God, because we all sin. This is a helpful way of remembering what sin is. We use this sometimes at Emmanuel. Sin is, shove off God, I'm in charge, no to your rules. Now, none of us would have said that probably out loud to God, but we all do that when we say, God, I'm just going to ignore you. I'm going to do things my way. Shove off God, I'm in charge of my life. And no to your rules. And we do it in lots of ways. It comes out in lots of ways. Maybe we just do things slightly dishonestly, or we're angry, or we're in lots of different ways. But the problem is in our hearts that we sin, and we do this to God. But when Jesus died on the cross, when he hung dying there, he was there in our place, taking the punishment we should have. It's like the sword in that film that was going down on Elsa, but actually struck Anna. It's like on the cross, Jesus is there in our place. Now that is incredible love. That's how much Jesus loves us. That he would do it for us. That he would sacrifice himself for us. It was a horrible way to die, but he did it willingly for you and me. Now, like we asked yesterday, I wonder how that makes you feel. I wonder how it makes you feel to know that actually someone loves you so much that he would do that for you, that he would sacrifice himself for you. Will you accept Jesus' death for you? And will you say to Jesus, thank you that you died on the cross for me? We've learned lots of things over this last week. We've learned about who Jesus is, about who he came for, how powerful he is, and today, about how much he loves us. But that isn't just interesting information for you to have in your heads. It's something we all need to respond to. So I'm going to encourage you now, like we did yesterday, just to talk to God silently in your head, because God's everywhere and God knows everything and he knows what's going on inside each one of us. Adults, can I encourage you to do this too? Just to take a moment. And you might want to say to God in your head, Father, thank you that Jesus died for me. Or you might want to pray, Father, please help me to know Jesus better. It's up to you what you want to say to God. But let's just take a moment of quiet. Don't worry if it's not absolutely silent. We don't mind that. But let's just take a moment of quiet and just talk to God in your head. We'll have that now. Our Father, thank you so much that Jesus died for us. Thank you that he loves us so much that he would die for us. Father, thank you that shows your love for us is amazing. It is greater than we can possibly imagine. And thank you that because Jesus died for us, our sin can be dealt with and we can be forgiven and we can be free. Amen.